Good morning, Tony. How are you going?
Yeah, morning, Michael.
Great to see your great fillies back in action, both at Caulfield and also in Sydney, especially Sunlight. There's been a lot of talk about Sunlight's first up performance behind Nature Strip, but as her trainer, what did you make of the first up run?
Michael, she ran really well. She knocked up. She got a little bit tired late. She was chasing a pretty smart horse, and he really impressed me that day, Nature Strip. But look, my filly, I thought ran okay and got a little bit tired.
Has she taken much improvement out of that first up run?
Yeah, plenty. It was, you know, she had one trial going into that race, and then the race has really brought her on very, very well. She had a couple of strong gallops here in Melbourne in the last 10 days, and she's much improved.
It's always a question about how horses progress from their 2 to 3 year old years, and she was one of the dominant 2 year olds. She had such a brilliant campaign, culminating with a third place in the Golden Slipper. Do you think she's still potentially got that dominance over her age group, or could the others have caught up turning to three?
Oh, look, she's still as good as she ever was, maybe better. And then the interesting part will be, well, how much the others have improved. Certainly, she was ahead of the pack in a two-year-old year. Let's hope she's still the same in the three-year-old year, but we'll start learning that tomorrow.
She's drawn perfectly in barrier three. I notice you've changed a little bit with the gear. You've got the standard bit off. You've got a lugging bit on as well. Is everything well with the way she's training, her tractability and so forth?
Yeah, look, I put a set of cheekers on her. She was playing with her tongue. She got into a bit of a habit of playing with her tongue, and she was getting her tongue over the bit. She didn't like a tongue tie very much, so we put the cheekers on her just to lift the bit up in her mouth. And that's just changed that little habit she was forming. So she stopped doing it. And so we've just gone back to a lugging bit now. So it was just a change to stop her getting into a habit of getting her tongue over the bit.
From that gate, do you expect her just to be parked right behind the spurred?
Yeah, look, I haven't seen the maps yet, but she's fast. So because she's got the penalty, I think the barrier's beautiful for her. So yeah, Luke will come out positive and work out where he wants to be. If she'll either control or she'll sit on the back of whatever the speed wants to be.
She's a confirmed quality filly in the race, but there's a lot of up and comers in it. How do you see the race? As you mentioned, she's got to carry the penalty.
Yeah, look, it's a strong race. It's a very. I've got a lot of respect for a lot of those fillies in the race, and but I wouldn't swap my filly for any of the others. And you know, she is the benchmark, and I'm very pleased with her going in, and I think you'll see her at her best tomorrow.
Are you expecting a top three finish?
Yes, I am, of course.
Well, that is good to hear. And tell us about Uhud. At this stage, can you compare the two?
Physically, as in the two-year-old days, Sunlight was well ahead strength-wise, but when we got to the big grand final, Uhud was able to beat Sunlight home. So look, she's right up there, isn't she? She was a little bit stiff in the Blue Diamond. She was very stiff in the Sires and a bit stiff not to win another couple of strides. She'd have won the Golden Slipper. So she's come on well. She's grown a little bit. And she's a pretty smart filly, this one.
She's a $1 million she's won in prize money without actually being able to win a race. Do you think she'll break the duck on Saturday?
Yeah, I do. Barrier's a bit awkward, but look, she's forward enough. She's still a bit wintry in her coat. She hasn't come in her coat. She won't look that attractive against those Sydney fillies that have had the climate to be well ahead of our horses on their skin. But look, she's going very well, and she'll be very competitive there Saturday.
What's her program? Will you continue to race her in Sydney for the early part of the spring?
Look, she'll run in that Princess Series for the first two starts, and then she'll go to the Golden Rose, and then to the Flight Stakes. So I'm happy to take on the boys in the Golden Rose. She was able to beat them in the Golden Slipper, where all the supposed best colts were, and she comes into the Golden Rose and gets the allowance for the fillies. So I think she'll be very well placed in the Golden Rose.
And is that what your thought process might be heading towards the Caulfield Guineas as well? Because it's worth a hell of a lot more than the 1,000 guineas if she performs well in the Golden Rose?
Yeah, it's probably worth considering, but that's a fair way down the track.
All right. Well, Uhud, you expect to win. You expect Sunlight to run in the first three. You've also got Miss Siska heading to Caulfield, who's the close relation to Hay List and has been performing reasonably well over her last couple of starts. Probably steps up a little bit at Caulfield on Saturday, but what are you expecting in the first?
Yeah, look, she's been racing really well, Michael, this mare, and I think we probably rode her a little bit too close the other day in the mile at Morphinville, and the horse that just followed her into the race, she got to the front a long way out, and it just sucked off our back and got us on the line. So we'll probably ride her a little more patiently tomorrow, but she's going very well, and I expect her to be competitive against these mares.
And looking forward to seeing Dollar for Dollar resume in the Spring Stakes over in Morphettville as well. Gee, he was in great form last time we saw him. How's he come back?
Really well. Trialled up really nicely at Paula. He seems to be going superbly. So I'm hopeful he can return really well for us and then come over and run in the Menzies in a couple of weeks' time.
Every time I speak to you, I've got a very avid listener who sends in messages from Angaston. And the question is, can you ask about Secret Blaze, not nominated for the Caulfield Guineas? Where does Tony see him getting to? What's the spring target?
Look, Secret Blaze, we raced a fair way into the winter. He ran in Adelaide in May, had a couple of runs. So he was never going to be on target for a Caulfield Guineas because it was going to come up too soon. He had to have a break. So he's more a Sandown Guineas style horse, Carbine Club Sandown Guineas. But he's a nice horse, and I've got a lot of time for him. But the Caulfield Guineas was always going to come up a bit quick.
All right, sounds very good. Who's your best, do you think, over the weekend, Tony?
Look, I'll go Dollar for Dollar.
Dollar for Dollar, we like that. And I've got to ask you about your two runners today because you've got a nice couple of hopes at Geelong. Last Vane, who's got some good form and once in a lifetime.
Yeah, look, they're both nice fillies. Last Vane, I think, with the blinkers on, having had the benefit of a couple of races, I think she's probably the best.
Good on you, Tony. Good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Michael. Thank you.
Tony McAvoy.